Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Art of Creating: How to Create Art That Transforms Yourself and the World by Joseph Nguyen is a short, practical nonfiction book about creativity, self-expression, and inner healing. Positioned at the intersection of personal development and creative practice, it argues that creating art is not reserved for a special minority, but is a natural human capacity that many people have forgotten. The book focuses on helping readers reconnect with that capacity by reducing self-doubt, overthinking, and resistance, then translating inspiration into work that feels authentic and meaningful, rather than treating creativity as a purely technical or professional pursuit. Nguyen presents it as a deeply personal process that can support emotional clarity, fulfillment, and service to others. The result is a concise guide for artists, writers, and anyone who wants a more grounded, sustainable relationship with making things. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, creativity as an inherent human capacity, not a rare talent. A central premise of the book is that every person is born a creator. But social conditioning often teaches people to ignore or distrust that identity. This is important because it reframes creativity from a competitive skill into a basic human function, similar to expression or communication. By doing so, Nguyen lowers the psychological barrier that keeps many readers from starting. The book does not argue that everyone must become a professional artist. Instead, it suggests that making things is part of living in alignment with who we are. That framing changes the goal of creative work. The aim becomes participation and expression, not comparison or perfection. This perspective is especially useful for readers who have internalized the idea that creativity belongs only to people with formal training, natural genius, or public recognition. The book challenges that belief directly and makes creativity feel accessible, ordinary, and restorative. Secondly, overcoming self-doubt and overthinking before they block the work. The book gives considerable attention to the mental barriers that interrupt creative action, especially self-doubt, negative thinking, and excessive analysis. Nguyen treats these not as signs that a person is incapable, but as common forms of resistance that appear when someone tries to create honestly. This matters because many creative struggles are not caused by a lack of ability, but by a constant internal debate about whether the work is good enough, meaningful enough, or worth sharing. The book's value lies in simplifying this problem. Instead of encouraging readers to wait for confidence, it emphasizes returning to the act of creating despite uncertainty. That practical shift can be effective because it moves attention away from evaluation and back toward process. For readers stuck in perfectionism, this approach offers a clearer path forward: create first, judge later, and allow momentum to replace hesitation. Thirdly, a step-by-step process for turning inspiration into art. Another key contribution of the book is its focus on process. Nguyen draws from his own writing practice and describes how inspiration can be observed, shaped, and translated into poems, essays, reflections, or other forms of art. This is useful because inspiration alone is not enough. Many people feel moved to create but do not know how to move from feeling to finished work. The book addresses that gap by emphasizing a repeatable workflow rather than waiting for a perfect burst of motivation. That makes the book more practical than many creativity books that stay at the level of encouragement. The process is not presented as rigid or technical. Instead, it is meant to be adaptable and gentle, helping readers create with more consistency. In that sense, the book functions as a bridge between inner experience and external expression, showing how personal insight becomes something that can be shaped into art. Fourthly, creating as a form of self-care, healing, and emotional regulation. The book repeatedly connects creativity with healing, suggesting that the act of making art can help people process experience and reconnect with themselves. This is one of its clearest distinctions from books that treat art mainly as output, ambition, or career advancement. Nguyen presents creative practice as something that can soothe, clarify, and restore. That idea has both emotional and practical implications. If creating is a form of self-care, then it can be approached without the pressure of immediate success. The work does not need to prove worth in order to matter. This can make creativity feel safer for readers who associate it with criticism or failure. It also explains why the book emphasizes consistency and gentleness rather than intensity. A sustainable creative practice is framed as part of emotional well-being, not just productivity. That makes the book especially relevant for people looking for a reflective, health-oriented approach to making art. Lastly, sharing art for its impact rather than external validation. The final major idea is that art becomes most meaningful when it is shared in a way that helps or inspires others, rather than being created only for approval. Nguyen encourages readers to fall in love with the act of creating itself, which reduces dependence on praise, metrics, or comparison. This matters because external validation can distort artistic choices and make creative work feel fragile. By shifting focus toward contribution, the book offers a more stable reason to keep making things. It also broadens the definition of artistic success. Success is not measured only by visibility or acclaim, but by whether the work is authentic and whether it can support, move, or heal someone else. For readers who are tired of performative creativity or social media pressure, this is a useful corrective. It gives creativity a clearer ethical and emotional purpose while still keeping the process personal and grounded. In conclusion, this book will be most useful for readers who want a concise, accessible guide to reconnecting with creativity without being overwhelmed by technical advice or academic theory. Artists, writers, and beginners who feel blocked, intimidated, or disconnected from their own ideas are the clearest audience. But its broader appeal is for anyone interested in creativity as a form of self-understanding. The main benefit is that it reduces the distance between having inspiration and actually making something with it. It also helps readers reframe creative practice as consistent, healing, and personally meaningful rather than as a test of talent. Compared with many books in the creativity genre, it stands out for its simplicity and its emphasis on inner resistance, emotional clarity, and the ordinary human capacity to create. It is less interested in elaborate theory than in giving readers a practical and encouraging way to begin. For that reason, it works well as a reset for people who need a calmer, more grounded approach to making art. If you would like to support Joseph Nguyen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.